What kind of a process do you go through then when you try to speed up that kind of process of getting work permits through? What do you try to do? Explain that a little bit.
Yes, depending what the problem is. If it's an immigration-related problem, and then I go through the Member of Parliament. I bypass some of the routine.
Right, so you go straight to John Wise, for example.
That's right. And I did. I discussed the situation with him, and then we generally are able to establish where to go or what information possibly the applicant must provide and where he can get this from. Or sometimes it's a question of establishing his status. Somebody may have come with the misconception that he can automatically get a work permit here because some relative was a Canadian born, and by helping quickly to establish the chances or what status a person has, then I think that is generally proven a positive step and avoids a lot of undue delay. Mm-hmm. I feel that the first, my duty to help them is to get them the right information in relation to their problem. If a person has no chance under the legislation, then there is virtually no need for him to hang around and incur cost of his own or his family or friends. Or you might as well go back to Mexico and apply from there. Mm-hmm. But we never had that yet, generally had.
It just strikes me now to ask another question. Do you have other migrant labor like the Mexicans, Mennonites? Do you have other ethnic groups that are doing that too, or are they the only ones?
Coming in here,
yeah.
I guess you could call the people coming to work here from Quebec or from the Maritimes is my
So there are Canadians coming
yes,
from
yes.
Quebec and the Maritimes
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes.
Is there a fair amount of competition? Are there a number of them that are coming in? What I'm saying is what are the ratios as far as you know at least?
The migrant help that's coming from Quebec or the Maritimes is I would say altogether different. They come generally for the tobacco harvest only, and then they leave. Whereas the Mennonite people come in the spring, and they leave anywhere from the end of September to some of them stay around to middle of December, and quite a number of them wish to go back to celebrate Christmas with their family and friends down at
Mexico.
There are some that stay through all year round, and I've known last winter quite a number of them that stayed till after Christmas. They worked a while in the warehouse in the tobacco factory, and then they went in January, February.
And then came back again in a month or two.
In a month or two, yes, and when the work started here. Mm-hmm. I think it has something to do also with the season over there. A couple of them told me, but I don't remember. They said, well, by a certain date, their crops are in there. Maybe you're familiar with mm-hmm. it being. I'm guessing that it is some of their crops are in by the middle of April.
This is
an indication that not anybody that I deal with now, but a couple of years back, a chap mentioned to me that if he could get a job in the beginning of May, and that would give him a chance to seed his little farm over there.
Do you find, with reference to getting people permission to stay and to work here, have you had any success in, or any experience at all with working through Dave Friesen's? Have they been helpful at all? Or have you never
personally, I didn't have too much. I had some some people that I referred to Dave Friesen's.
And they've been helped then?
They've been helped, yes. Dave Friesen has been working very diligently with...
Is his work fairly well respected around here among the people? I mean, like non-Mennonite now.
Or do they
know what he's doing?
I'm not sure that Dave Friesen's work is fully appreciated. I think perhaps Mr. Friesen is doing more than he's given credit for. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard some adverse comments of I've gone to Friesen over and this was, it took this long. But being in public office and knowing the red tape, mm-hmm. that sometimes I feel Dave Friesen is faced to having to untangle. I'm not sure that I want to share or join the critics. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I would if I knew it was his fault, but having been involved in a few cases of helping to speed the situation up myself and then send them to Dave Friesen. Because sometimes with some of them, when if I feel fine, I'm not sure that I am qualified to translate or communicate free enough with the Mennonite people.
Mm-hmm.
But when they tell me their story, I say, okay, I can find this much up. And then I can say, okay, you go and Dave Friesen can help you from the rest
mm-hmm.
of the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.